An Israeli cabinet minister close to right-wing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated what seemed as a renewed threat against Hezbollah Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. Yisrael Katz, the Israeli transport minister, said on Sunday that Hassan Nasrallah deserved to die and hoped that those who know what to do with him would act. This comment comes after an Egyptian prosecutor accused Hezbollah of plotting hostile operations in Egypt.
To hear from an Israeli minister, it's normal, but to hear from an Egyptian responsible or judge, that's something very sad, because we think that what we are doing is to support Palestinian people and Arab people and Muslim people. These threats exist maybe 15 or 20 years ago, and especially after July and August 2006 war, when the Israeli admitted that they lost the war.
Egyptian authorities arrested 49 people last week, claiming they were linked with Hezbollah and took orders from it to carry out attacks in the country. Nasrallah confirmed on Friday that one of those detained was Hezbollah member, but denied seeking to destabilize Egypt, saying the man's only job was to provide logistical aid to Gaza through the Palestinian-Egyptian border. Head of Hezbollah further said other accusations by the Egyptian government were lies and a fabrication aimed at setting the people of Egypt against Hezbollah. He also added that the movement avoids conflict with any country around the world, especially Arab states.
We said it clearly that we don't want to do any operations in Egypt. Our work is to support Palestinian resistance and to support the Palestinian inside Palestine. So our people who are helping the Palestinians are helping them on the border and through the border, not in the Egyptian land.
Egyptian press lately labeled Sayyid Nasrallah as a war criminal due to Hezbollah's aid to Hamas. The Israeli minister stressed that Israel will set a new policy for civil affairs in the Gaza Strip to stop what he called the transfer of weapons to Hamas, and urged Egypt to help with this task. Egypt has been under harsh attack from the Arab world, especially after it refused to open the Rafah border crossing to allow aid into Gaza during Israel's massive attack on the Strip. Observers view Egypt's refusal as the main cause of today's conflict between Egypt and Hezbollah, and they also maintain that giving more leverage to Hamas inside Gaza is something that Egypt is not interested in. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.